With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court has struck down President Trump's far-reaching global tariffs, handing him a significant legal setback on an issue crucial to his economic agenda. Today's 6-3 decision centers on tariffs he unilaterally imposed under an emergency powers law, including the sweeping reciprocal tariffs levied on nearly every other country.
The president has been vocal about the case, calling it one of the most important in U.S. history. But legal opposition crossed the political spectrum.
Correspondent Lindsay Whitehurst says administration officials have said they expect to keep the tariff framework in place under other forms of authority. President Trump says he'll be deciding within the next 10 days whether to order a U.S. military strike on Iran. At the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Nashville, one expert says Iran's mountainous terrain combined with various ethnic factions which control parts of the country make any military strike a tricky proposition. Dr. Glenn Doerr is professor of international studies at Cedarville University in Ohio.
There's an estimated 130 different nuclear sites that when pieced together could lead to the breakout of a nuclear weapon. And so finding all of that information, making sure that factions don't fight, I don't think anyone will want to go into Iran, but we also need to stop them from striking Israel, from a breakout for a nuclear weapon. And so that's the delicacy of this moment, is trying to do all those things together.
The National Religious Broadcasters 2026 conference continues today in Nashville. America's gross domestic product increased at an annual rate of 1.4% in the fourth quarter. That's down from 4.4% in the July through September quarter and 3.8% in the quarter just before that. Recovery efforts for eight skiers killed in the deadliest U.S. avalanche in 45 years remain on hold today in California. That's because of powerful new storms threatening more snow. This is SRN News. The European Parliament condemns Turkey. Michael Harrington explains why.
The government in Ankara has expelled scores of Christian missionaries, claiming that they are a threat to national security. The EU legislative body has adopted a resolution calling on Turkey to protect religious freedom and live up to its responsibilities as a member of the international community. Turkey is technically a secular state, but President Erdogan has been promoting Islam in recent years, and persecution of Christians is increasing. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Tech has canceled a campus talk by a doctor who performs late-term abortions. University officials said hosting the event, which had been scheduled for late January, was not in the school's best interest. The speaker planned to discuss medical and ethical issues surrounding late-term procedures, sometimes called partial birth abortions. Medical Students for Choice organized the talk. Pro-life activists and a conservative student group pushed back. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomas now with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
A key gauge of inflation picked up in December. It's a sign that many prices are still rising more quickly than most Americans would like and faster than the Federal Reserve's target of 2% a year. The figures show inflation remains elevated, even as it has come down from a peak of near 7%. In 2022. Following a robust expansion over the summer months extending into the fall, the government reports the U.S. economy's growth slowed in the final quarter of last year. The last hospital system in the New York nurses' strike has reached a tentative deal to end the city's biggest nursing walkout in decades. Oil prices have eased a day after jumping to their highest level since early August. The increase was sparked by rising fears that the U.S. and Iran could be headed toward a military showdown. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNNews.com.